Well, Bishop Mullooly, my brother priests, deacons, members of religious communities of women and men, relatives of Bishop Saltarelli, parishioners of the Diocese of Wilmington's many parishes, and friends all. We are here to say goodbye to a family member whom we did not know until 12 years ago. But as he came to us suddenly and unexpectedly, so he has left us suddenly and unexpectedly. Well, how do you feel about saying goodbye? No way. A mother doesn't like saying goodbye to a little daughter as she goes to preschool or kindergarten for the first time. The father does not like sending his son off to college or military service. Grandparents visiting their adult children and grandchildren do not like those goodbyes at the curbside of an airport or at a security checkpoint. My friends, it is hard to say goodbye because it was so good at an earlier time when we said hello to someone and welcomed them into the family. And my friends, that is why I feel sorry saying goodbye to Bishop Saltarelli. Well, I said goodbye to him on Monday, October the 5th, in a room in the hospital in company with Bishop Mullooly. We tried to engage him in small talk. I may have thought to offer a sung blessing, but his attention span was too short. He thanked Bishop Mullooly and I for coming, calling each of us by name. Yes, it was hard to say goodbye because, you know, I was the first to say hello to him, to welcome the man from Newark, New Jersey, to the state of Delaware, where there is another town of the same name, but it is pronounced Newark. And how was I the first to say hello to him? Well, I was at that time the administrator of the diocese for 6 months after Bishop Mulvey, his predecessor, was transferred to the Diocese of Providence in 1995. And I was able to attend the bishop's meeting in November as head of the diocese. And on the second or third day, Archbishop Agostino Cacivillan, later Cardinal Cacivillan, called me aside during a coffee break to tell me, "Wilmington has a new bishop." And I said, "May I ask who?" And he said, "Oh, you know, Saltarelli. Very nice man. Go talk to him and talk to Cardinal Keeler, Bishop Mulvey, and no one else. Pontifical secret." Well, after that, I kept looking for Bishop Saltarelli, not to mention Bishop Mulvey or the Cardinal. I saw Bishop Mulvey at lunch. We exchanged conversation about what was going on, but he said he had not seen Bishop Saltarelli. I later left messages on his room phone. The next day, though, we met, and he realized that he had spoken to me the first night of the meeting when the bishops went to the Shrine of the Immaculate Conception for a pontifical mass that began their conference in Washington. And I introduced myself as the administrator for Wilmington, because he thought I was another bishop that he hadn't met before, and volunteered information about the diocese. But at that time, Bishop Saltarelli later told me that he was only thinking of Newark, and Wilmington was only a stop on the Metroliner to D.C. But the morning after he got the word, he told me that he had been in the chapel the day before and was out walking around and getting used to the implication of saying yes to the Apostolic Nuncio's message from John Paul II that he was now the Bishop of Wilmington. Well, by now you have heard or read summaries of his life. The dialogue will be a day late this week to allow it to give full coverage of Bishop Saltarelli's life and the events of this three-day mourning process. Also, I had dinner just last evening with the dialogue, and they were working overtime, as you could imagine, trying to get all these news items together. We were having a low-budget lunch or supper, I should say, chili con carne. And the conversation came up about the fact that we were celebrating yesterday Columbus Day. And Columbus Day had been made a holiday in the Diocese of Wilmington by Bishop Saltzarelli. And there was concern now that Bishop Saltzarelli had passed from our midst, that perhaps the new Bishop of Wilmington, who was of Irish extraction, might take that particular holiday away from us. Perhaps he would give us St. Patrick's Day. But the Dialogue employees thought it would be nice if we kept Columbus Day as a memorial to Bishop Saltzarelli, and if he wanted a memorial of his own, he could give us St. Patrick's Day. Well, as I reflected in all that Bishop Saltzarelli did and what others have even said about him, I was especially mindful of the words of St. Augustine. I think it's St. Augustine, and Monsignor Barris, Bishop Barris, of course, might correct me on this. But anyway, I believe that Bishop Saint Augustine, Bishop Augustine, who was also a saint, said at one time, "I am a Christian for my own sake and a bishop for your sake." And I would like to apply this expression, this statement, to Bishop Saltzarelli. You know, Bishop Saltzarelli, as I perceived him, had a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, as should each and every Christian. In John's Gospel, read at this Mass, you heard Jesus say, "Whoever serves me must follow me, and wherever I am, my servant will be." Bishop Saltzarelli tried to follow Christ, whom he grew to know intimately and personally, even before he came to Wilmington. But in Wilmington, I think he grew to know him better. And I could imagine him withdrawing often to the private chapel in the basement of his residence on Bancroft Parkway for prayer and reflection, even separate from Mass times, as he talked to Jesus about the comings and goings of the Diocese of Wilmington and how he might help the people here. When I drove him around the diocese in his early days in Wilmington for parish visitations and confirmations to acquaint him with the diocese, we would say the rosary together. Why, I'd even sing an appropriate hymn before each decade, and he seemed to enjoy it, or at least he tolerated it. I know he's faithful also to his divine office, as priests are required to be. There was no doubt that he was a man of prayer, and his homilies flowed from that prayer. Rarely did he write them out. He spoke from the heart, overflowing with the love of the Lord and the souls he had redeemed with his body and blood. The diocesan archivist, after about 6 or 8 months that he was here in Wilmington, asked Pat Bossi, the bishop's secretary, where some of his homilies were. And, of course, they were not written down. They exist today, my friends, only in the memory of those people who heard them. Now, Bishop Saltzarelli was truly a bishop for our sakes as well. As St. Peter tells us in his first epistle, he left elders in each community he established. And Bishop Saltzarelli was left in the Diocese of Wilmington to exercise the role of shepherd seriously. He was always on the job for the 12 years he was here. He could have gotten a perfect attendance record at the Vatican, had one for bishops. Even if away on business outside the diocese, he called in each day. Within the diocese, he might be away in Dorchester County in Maryland, in the Eastern Shore of Maryland one day, to return to Wilmington by night, only to set out for Sussex County, Delaware, the next day. He saw needs. He wanted to keep up to date on what was going on in the diocese. He wanted to keep up to date on his mail. He wanted to be involved with his people. He facilitated solutions, too, when he saw needs and problems. He expanded diocesan services and parish facilities. He reached out to the discriminated against by race and culture. He stimulated vocations to the priesthood and religious life. Oh, how he regretted having to close schools and churches. His greatest sorrow, I am sure, was dealing with the clergy sexual abuse scandal. He expressed sorrow for what happened, approved what settlements he could, and established guidelines to prevent it ever happening again. Yes, the parish priest in him and his commitment to the vocation of bishop caused him to work up to the very end, September the 8th, 2008, when he turned the diocese over to Bishop Mullooly. And he assured him that he would cooperate with him in any way he could, and he did just that, despite his declining physical health during the past year. He was so proud to have been at the installation of Bishop Barris as the Bishop of Allentown. And just a few weeks ago, he was at a St. Mark's football game cheering the diocesan high school on to victory. Many people tell me that they are sad that he was deprived of the retirement he was entitled to at age 75. My friends, bishops never really retire, particularly today. Priests never really retire, particularly today. Moreover, bishops, as well as priests, are Christians first. And Christians can never retire from living up to their baptismal commitment. And that involves taking up one's cross to follow Jesus. Just look at the text from the Book of Wisdom, which was the first reading of this Mass. It is a text frequently chosen for the funerals of many Catholics who pass away. It states that the souls of the just are in the hands of God. However, their passing away might seem an affliction in the eyes of many. And there is also reference to the need to be chastised a little in order to be greatly blessed. But God, in a sense, is also purifying us as gold in a furnace to make us worthy of himself. Bishop Saltarelli seemed to get untimely suffering at the end of his life, but he accepted it quietly. He did not want us to set up public prayer chains for his healing. He was willing to suffer as Jesus suffered, quietly, calmly, but never without hope. The beyond, when he would be united with his Lord. So we can pray over Bishop Saltarelli as the Church encourages priests to do when they attend a dying person at the moment of their death, be they clergy, religious, or lay. The prayer reads, to be said at the moment of death, in the name of God, the Almighty Father who created you, in the name of Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who suffered for you, in the name of the Holy Spirit who was poured out for you, go forth, faithful Christian. May you live in peace this day. May your home be with God in Zion, with Mary, the Virgin Mother of God, with Joseph and all the angels and saints. And may you see your Redeemer face to face and enjoy the sight of God forever. Amen.